Greetings. I'm Bill Clyke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy is here today to bring us up to date with current issues in insurance, answer some questions about affordability, and to give us some really good and useful tips. So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be here.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Insurance Administration, please?
Sure. So the Maryland Insurance Administration is the state agency that is responsible for regulating the business of insurance. So what does that exactly mean? We are the state agency that makes sure that the insurance companies and the people that sell insurance policies and give advice regarding those policies comply with all of Maryland's laws. We make sure that the rates that they charge are in compliance with the law. We make sure that the contracts are in compliance. And also when you have a claim, we make sure that they live up to their obligations. And my specific unit is responsible for trying to help consumers understand their insurance policies. And our goal is really to try to help you understand that policy before you make the purchase, to make sure that you have the policy that you need to fit your needs. So in the event that you have a claim or have an issue, that you've spent your money wisely and that whatever that issue is taken care of.
I'm very glad that you emphasize understanding your insurance before you purchase it. So many people just do it automatically, and then they get into trouble.
Exactly. I mean, one of the prime examples is a person can be getting ready to buy their house for the first time, and they're so excited about buying that house. They spend all the time making sure that the structure is exactly what they need. They spend all the time getting the right furniture, getting, you know, the party ready for the welcome house. But then they don't spend the time making sure that they have an insurance policy. So in case something goes wrong with that house, that could either be a fire or the house gets broken into or a big windstorm, and they don't have the appropriate insurance. And so they have a huge loss and they end up coming out of their own pocket to pay for that. And so what we try to do is make sure that you know what your policy does cover, but more importantly, what it doesn't.
Could you acquaint us a little bit about your background and like a typical day in your work, please?
Well, there's no real typical day, but let me tell you a little bit about what our unit, as I said, our unit is responsible for trying to help educate consumers. And so we do that in many ways. We have lots of publications on our website that explain insurance to you. But everybody doesn't learn the same way. So
right.
What we also have is lots of videos. And we have some really short videos and some longer videos that people can watch. But then also one of the big things that my team does is we travel all around and we go to different events. But you can also find us at libraries, senior centers, government buildings, where you can come in and actually speak to one of our representatives one-on-one to get some information. And the way that you find out where we're going to be is go to our website, which is insurance.maryland.gov, and on our homepage, you'll see a place that basically you can click on, it's called the calendar of events, and it tells you our in-person events, our virtual events, and our recorded events. So I really would ask your listeners to check those out, because that's really the way that you can be a smart and informed consumer.
How about a phone number for those folks that don't have internet access?
Sure. 1-800-492-6116. And I'll repeat that. 1-800-492-6116. And you can call and speak to one of the insurance administration staff, and they can help you with any issues or questions you might have.
As part of your education and outreach, do you do events and things by invitation?
Well, we try to do a couple of different things. So, as I said, we go out to the libraries and whatnot and just have a person there. But many times communities want us to come to their events and either do an event or give a presentation. So let's say you've got a community association and you have meetings and you'd like one of my team to come to your meeting and give a presentation. We're happy to do that. Also, if you want to look at some of our recorded presentations, you can do that and then get an idea of what type of presentation you'd like us to give. And we have a whole group of speakers bureau, and we do those both virtually and in person.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I know you are flexible, and I know that that stuff on the website is very, very informative about things going on. Talk about things going on. Could you give us an update about insurance? I guess the thing that everybody, the main thing that you're hearing about is the rising costs, huh?
Yeah, and that, I mean, just like the cost is increasing every time you go to the grocery store or the gas station, the price of insurance is increasing. We have seen, especially with the auto insurance rate, that those rates are increasing. And what I'd like to, and my folks try to make sure people understand, is that one of the reasons that those rates are increasing is because now when you have an accident, the cost to repair that vehicle has gotten more expensive. I mean, at this point now, we've got so many electronic parts and things on our vehicles that clearly it costs more. But then also because of COVID to some degree, also, we've got all these supply chain issues, which is making it cost even more. And honestly, I mean, I don't drive as much as I did pre-COVID, but now when I'm driving, I'm finding that people are driving faster, and because of that, the accidents tend to be more serious, and so there's more damage to the vehicles. So that is one of the primary reasons that we're seeing the cost of auto rate go up. But this is what we tell people. You don't have to stay with your same company. Be a smart consumer and shop. If you're not happy with your existing company's rate, what you should do is do some comparison shopping. Now, when you do that, you need to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples to make sure that you're giving all the same features of the vehicle, the same mileage, and all of that, and then get the quote and make your decision based on that. If you're interested in any tips regarding how to shop for any type of insurance, I would again tell people take a look at our website, because we have shopping tips and basically just checklists that people can refer to when they're doing comparison shopping.
Yeah, that's
also remember. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Joy. I was just about to say that that learning about it before you buy it, is critical.
Exactly. And but one of the things we also tell people, because what we find is, especially now when money's tight, people will just take the cheapest product. The cheapest doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the product that's right for you. So you need to make sure that you are getting right sizing that product, because just because you save money in advance, if the company doesn't pay your claim or you don't have the right policy, you really haven't saved anything.
Right, right. Very good tips, And those tips on the website are essential, for anybody to learn before you buy. Let's talk about dealing with current seasons. In the holiday season, what would you suggest people think about right now?
Well, there are a lot of things. First of all, and this is probably not what you were thinking about, but I would tell people now is the time, if you don't have health insurance, go to the Maryland Health Connections website, and you can find that website by going on our website, and sign up for health insurance. Right now, it's open season with the Health Connection, and it's a perfect way for you to make sure that you get health insurance. And we really encourage people, we don't get to plan when we get sick or when we're in an accident. And having appropriate health insurance to take care of you and take care of your health needs is so important. Now, with respect to the seasons and your home or renter's insurance, now we're seeing a lot more, and almost every week we're reading about fires and other devastating losses. And what I can't emphasize enough, if you are a renter and something happens to you, your landlord is not responsible for your personal property. You need to get a renter's insurance policy to cover your items, because otherwise you're going to be looking to come out of your pocket to replace those items. A lot of times people think that there's the Red Cross or the state or the city or the county is going to be able to bail them out, and there's just not the funds for that. So you really need to have an insurance policy to take care of you if you're a renter.
Yeah, good tip. Good tip. We're just about out of time, Joy. Could you tell us, how can you file a complaint about an insurance company or about something that's happened to you regarding insurance?
So if you are computer savvy, just go to our website, and on the home page, there's a button right. It's right in the center of the page that tells you. You hit that and you file a complaint. If you're not, give us a call, 1-800-492-6116, and one of the people on the phone will help you do it that way. Or if you prefer, you can, when the person on the phone will tell you, you can write out a complaint and put it in the mail. But the person on the phone will give you the address and how to mail that complaint in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, that is all the time we have in living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks so much, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Definitely a pleasure for me, too. For living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods. and we'll see you next time.